Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. You can find just the right story at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. Make sure you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax with three deep dragon breaths. Set your listening buddy to your side and breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. As your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, you feel connected and loved. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Close your eyes as your head, face, and neck soften. Completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you. And you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation and imagine you are a gentle, flexible willow tree. Imagine your feet are the roots of the willow tree. Feel your roots stretch through the grass and into the loving earth. The warm soil hugs you as your roots reach deeper and deeper. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Your roots hug the surrounding soil, and you feel safe and secure in the earth's embrace. Imagine your legs, tummy, and neck are the trunk of the willow tree. Warm energy flows up from the earth into your roots. Feel the loving energy flow up into your trunk. Warmth, love, and contentment flow up through your ankles. You feel safe and secure as the loving energy flows up your legs and into your tummy. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. your willow trunk is full of love, and you are healthy and strong. Feel the earth's loving energy flow to your heart. Your heart is happy and warm as you place your hands on your chest. Take a deep breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of love, warm your body. Imagine your arms and head are soft and flexible willow branches. Your arms soften and relax at your sides. Feel them swing softly with the warm breeze, back and forth, back and forth. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. The earth sends its love and energy up through your trunk, and the energy overflows into your branches. Feel warmth, love, and strength fill you from head to toe. Let's take another 3 deep dragon breaths. Deep breath, filling up your belly in and out. As you breathe, more energy flows through you. The earth empowers you with its love. Again, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Your body is overflowing with warmth, strength, and love. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. You share your overflowing energy with the world, thankful for the peace and health the earth provides. The earth will share your love with others who need it. Now let your imaginary willow tree float away from you. The loving energy from the earth continues to flow through your body. Keep your eyes closed as your feet, legs, back, tummy, shoulders, arms, hands, neck, and head soften completely relaxed. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Whenever you need flexibility and strength, imagine the willow tree and enjoy the love of the earth. Okay, everyone, I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Purchase Power. Billy and Emily stood in front of the bookshelf with their money-saving jars. The jars were getting pretty full. The giving jar was where they had saved money to help others. Their giving jars were filled with coins and bills. "Wow," Emily said. "We're going to be able to help a lot." Billy nodded in agreement and then looked at the anytime jars. Those jars were about half full. Emily and Billy had been using those jars just as they were supposed to. Anytime they wanted to spend a little money, and there was money in the jar, they spent it. Billy and Emily had discovered that they preferred to keep a little money in the jar rather than spend it all. The later jar, money for when Emily and Billy were all grown up, was filled to the brim. "I think we're ready to start an account with your later jars," their mom commented as she passed by. Billy and Emily wondered what she meant by that, but were far more interested in the special jar. The special jars were stuffed full. Emily and Billy had been saving their money for a robot kit. "Let's count our money and see if we have enough to buy the robot kit," Billy suggested. Billy and Emily lifted their special jars off the shelf and carried them to the table. Then Billy said, "Wait a minute." He found two trays and handed one to Emily. "We can pour out our money on these. Then they won't get mixed together," Billy said. "Good idea," Emily beamed at her big brother. After pouring out their money, Emily and Billy got busy sorting the coins and bills. Then they started counting. Billy and Emily had earned the money in their jars by saving money they got as birthday gifts and for holidays. They had also been busy helping with extra projects beyond their regular chores. As part of the family, they helped with the laundry, dishes, and cleaning the house. Emily and Billy enjoyed helping their mom and dad with the chores. They knew that working together meant that they all would have more time for fun together. So, those tasks were just part of being a family. To fill up the jars on the shelf, Billy and Emily had to do special projects. Emily and Billy helped organize the tools in the garage. They helped plant the spring flowers. They helped weed the vegetable garden. Now the garage was clean and organized. The flower beds were filled with delicate and fragrant flowers. The vegetable garden was tidy with vegetables growing. And Billy and Emily had full savings jars. At first, Billy and Emily had felt tempted to spend their money rather than divide it among the four jars. But as they watched their jars fill up, they were more and more motivated to save. Now that the jars were full, Emily and Billy wanted to see if they finally had enough for the robot kit. Emily finished her counting and sat back with a sigh. "I don't have enough," she said. Billy looked up at her and sighed. "Nope." They sat at the table a bit quietly, feeling disappointed. Emily took a deep breath in and out. And then smiled. "What if we combined our money to get one kit? I bet we have enough together." Billy smiled and said, "Great idea, Emily. We're pretty good at sharing our toys, too." They added the money together, and together, Billy and Emily had more than enough for the robot kit. Billy and Emily rushed to ask their parents when they could go to the store. Fortunately, they didn't have to wait long. Their parents had time to take them that afternoon. On the way home from the store, Billy and Emily took turns holding the futuristic box. The robot kit had long and short blocks, connectors of all kinds, wheels, and even programmable boards to make robots. The siblings were excited to create their first robot together. However, that would have to wait for another day. Once they got home, it was time for dinner, and then it was time for bed. As Billy and Emily readied themselves for bed, they thought about their day. Then Emily stretched and hopped into her bed. Billy laid down and snuggled into his fluffy pillow, feeling cozy and warm. They thought of all they had to be grateful for. Emily felt grateful she had been able to help her parents with so many special projects. Billy felt happy that he and Emily had helped each other save their money. Most of all, they felt grateful to share the cost of the robot kit. Emily and Billy closed their eyes, gave themselves a big hug, and then relaxed, wishing everyone a peaceful night. They took a deep dragon breath in and out. And calmed. Billy and Emily took another dragon breath in and out. and smiled. Then, one more deep dragon breath in and out. Their minds quieted, and the siblings fell asleep, imagining what they would create with the robot kit. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.